Penguin Audio presents There Goes Gravity, A Life in Rock and Roll. Written and read by me, Lisa Robinson. For Fran Lebowitz. Prologue. My first job in the music business in 1969 was filing for a few hours every afternoon for Richard Robinson. At that time, Richard was a syndicated newspaper columnist, had a syndicated radio show, and was the assistant to Neil Bogart, the president of Buddha Records. He also hosted the all-night graveyard shift at WNEW-FM Radio in New York City. I was, for a short time, a substitute teacher in Harlem teaching first grade. I heard Richard on the radio late at night and thought he had a great voice and great taste in music. Despite the fact that this was the beginning of so-called free-form radio, and the disc jockeys were supposed to be able to play whatever records they chose, the truth was they could not. Richard was fired, and then brought back, on three separate occasions. The first time was for playing unfamiliar music, which at that time meant black music, like Otis Redding and Tina Turner. The second time he was asked to leave was when he played Jimi Hendrix's Star Spangled Banner, deemed unpatriotic by the station's executives. The final blow was when he used the words rock and roll. He was told in a letter that he still has somewhere that surely your fertile mind can come up with a better phrase. When I saw him introduce a Janis Joplin concert at Hunter College, I thought he was great looking, tracked him down, and interviewed for a part-time job. Each day after teaching school, I'd change into jeans, fake lizard boots, a raccoon fur jacket I bought at a thrift shop, and go downtown to his office in the Graybar building.